ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति। आज आप सबकी याद लेके,
today carrying everyone's loving remembrances, especially on behalf of the Madhuban Nivasis, as I reach the subtle region,
vatan ki decoration light ke dwara bahut sundar,
I saw that the subtle region was beautifully decorated in light.
उस लाइट के बीच में बहुत दूर से दो स्टार्स,
in the midst of that light, in the center of that light, two stars brightly shining appeared.
स्टार्स के ऊपर था,
so my attention was fully on those two stars. And as the stars were getting more and more enlarged, they came closer. As they came closer, I saw the image of Baba in one star and Mohini Ben of Madhuban in the other. Today's special bhog has been offered for her anniversary. She was totally lost in Baba's love. I asked Baba, where had you gone today? You know, Baba said that you know how much this child, that is Mohini Ben of Madhuban, used to love to go on a tour of Indian and foreign centers. She loved watching the programs that used to happen everywhere. So even now, from time to time, Baba takes the child to different places. But today, 7th September, everyone is remembering her with a great deal. And in return for their love, Baba took the child, Mohini Ben, to all the different centers to meet with the Brahmin family. So I asked her, what did you see? So she smiled, she laughed and said, I saw how much effort Baba's children are making in order to become perfect, to share Baba's message, to glorify the Father and to make the atmosphere powerful. I saw Baba standing there, and what appeared in front of Baba was a table with different colored lights on it. Mohini Ben then picked up those lights and was created a garland out of it. So after each light was one small flower. So she was threading this garland in this way, and then showed Baba, Baba, this is such a wonderful garland. So Baba said, yes, child, this is very lovely. So Mohini Ben said that everyone should wear such a garland. So Baba said, send this garland to everyone. So she said, now first I want to garland this around Baba's neck. So in that garland of light and flowers, there is a blessing written on each flower, and in between a very tiny star threaded. Alternatively, flower and a star. So Baba then said, why did you make this garland? So Mohini Ben replied, there are specialities in every child. So along with those blessings and those specialities, we've added this bindi, this star, so that children remember about their own efforts, their spiritual endeavor, remember that they have to strengthen the atmosphere of the gathering. And then after every aspect, every situation, apply a full stop. Because there's a lot of expansion in the field of service. So along with that expansion, sometimes the children forget certain things, or they go into too much thinking about the expansion and not the essence. So what do the children need to do now? They have to apply a full stop, isn't it? You have to become the point and stabilize yourself in that stage. So by applying this full stop, by applying the bindi, then the gathering will be very powerful. So Baba then asked her, who are you going to give this garland to? So Mohiniband said, I'm going to give it to Baba, and then it's Baba's task, whoever he wants to give it to. So Baba then took that garland from her, and then he emerged many, many brothers and sisters, especially the Madhuban residents. So it was that they were holding each other's hands, and they also had placed Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba in front of each other. So she became very happy and she said, it's wonderful that you're holding on to Baba's hand, but always keep Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba in front of you while doing your service. And then that service will give special experiences and you will experience success, and there will be love for one another and unity in the gathering. So I then asked Mohiniband, you left and you went on and everyone is remembering you. So Mohiniband said, I visit Madhuban from time to time. Baba also sends me to visit everyone. Baba then said, from the early days, this child had such a beautiful fortune. She also lived with Sakar Baba and continued to live with a lot of joy and entertainment. She took full sustenance from Sakar Baba, Mamma, Manmohini Didi, Dadi Prakash Mani. So she lived with all these seniors. And so she attained so many things in her life. She experienced so many things. So she continued to sing praise of her own fortune, and she created the fortune of others. Mohiniband then said, Baba has given me so much love. The dadis and the seniors have given me so much. So she then asked Baba to emerge all the seniors, the advance party. So Mama and Didi and Dadi, etc. So she took hold of their hands and then started doing the spiritual dance. She then asked Baba to emerge all those who are presently on the service field now. So then Baba emerged Gulzar Dadi and Ratan Muin Dadi and Irvibai and Muniben, etc. And so she was dancing in joy with all of them. Muniben then said, it's such a beautiful Brahmin family. There's so many attainments, there's so many experiences one can have in this family. Everyone helped me progress in such a nice way. So I then said that all the Madhuban residents are remembering you especially, and they've sent bhog for you. So as I said that, she then took off the covers of the bhog and then said, yes, I always used to say that Baba loves variety bhog. And along with Baba, the residents of the yagya, the Brahmin children who come to the yagya should also be sustained well with bhojan. So today I am going to accept this bhog. So Baba then said, no, Baba will feed everyone. The Moiniben then said, where's Dadi? Where's everyone else? So Baba re-emerged all the seniors and everyone was fed the bhog. So Baba was giving them the bhog and she also gave them the bhog. After a few seconds, Baba then said, is there anything you'd like to share? So I then asked Moiniben, you always used to visit the subtle region and bring Baba's bhog message. So why don't you come today and share message with everyone? So I then asked, do you have any message for the children? So Moiniben said, all of you should just come up to the subtle region. I'll share whatever I have to with all of you here. So Baba then said, no, the children are sitting in front of you, they are sitting there, and everyone is lost in Baba's love there in the corporeal world itself. Moiniben said, everyone has received such a great fortune. So transform that fortune into your form and maintain your stage in that way. Sometimes the children forget that form of fortune and then become a bit slack. They come down from that stage, that form. And secondly, Moiniben said, in order to make the gathering strong and powerful, pay full attention to every aspect, apply a full stop, continue to look at each one's specialities and help them progress. Don't waste your time indulging in waste. From time to time, the children go towards waste more and then they slacken the atmosphere of the gathering. And thirdly, she said, in order to go towards our perfection, keep the Father with you at all the times. Keeping Baba with you, glorify Baba in the world. Remember, it's Baba that's carrying out this task. We are just instruments. Pay more attention to that consciousness of being an instrument. When you forget that consciousness of being an instrument, you get entangled and trapped in other matters. So always remember at every moment that we are instruments. And it's Baba who's carrying out this task. This is Baba's task. So she was smiling. She also gave remembrances to everyone. I then asked her, what do you do these days? So she said, Baba, look, tell her what I do. So Baba then said, from the early days, this child has always been very entertaining, one who always used to make others light and happy. So now wherever she is with her innocent nature and innocent smiles, she keeps everyone around her light and gives them good experiences. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and Moiniben also did the same. Moiniben said, all of you are Baba's beloved children. Stay with Baba at all times. Glorify the Father by maintaining the consciousness of being an instrument, by doing service, and by making progress. She gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.